Lynn Kostoff, an instructor at UA in the 1980s, has published four novels, highly praised. The titles give direction: A Choice of Nightmares, The Long Fall, Late Rain. These are crime novels, thrillers, page-turners. His fourth novel does not fit easily into the crime fiction genre. There is no gunfire, little physical violence, no policemen or private detectives. This is smart, thoughtful literary fiction, very dark, with most characters lacking any character. The protagonist, Raymond Locke, works for Public Domain, a public relations firm in fictional St. Carlton, Indiana, on Lake Michigan. The setting doesn't matter much. Human greed, lust, folly, stupidity, rage exist wherever you care to set your novel. Early in the story, we learn that Raymond, 38, works in the Special Services Division, expert at saving rotten people from the shame and punishment they deserve. Past clients include the Bushel of Love Daycare Center, where, quote, the son of the owner had managed to run afoul of a number of man's and God's laws, end quote, and the local diocese, where Bishop DeMarco's mistress committed suicide and forwarded a copy of her send-off letter to the St. Carlton Courier. It contained a none-too-subtle account of the bishop's sexual predilections and his extravagant gifts and promises, end quote. He also helps the host of a children's TV program, The Commander Rules, who has been filmed with hookers. Raymond's technique for simpler cases is well known to us all. Get out in front of the scandal, have client weep on TV, admit his guilt, which is really a sickness, and seek help. For more complicated cases, Raymond will bribe witnesses, pay to gain access to police files, manufacture and plant evidence, do deep opposition research to find material to silence his client's critics. Really, just about anything short of assault or murder. Raymond realizes this is slimy. He admits that without people like him, the world would be a better place, not, quote, a safe harbor for all the miscreants, criminals, fools, deviants, and sinners he's fixed things for, end quote. He is, in fact, appalled by his own behavior. Will we become what we do? Will the foulness we handle stick to us forever? But he rationalizes that as long as he feels appalled, he'll be all right. Quote, appalled was the line of breadcrumbs he dropped to find his way back home, end quote. And with a severely autistic son who requires expensive care and treatments, Raymond needs the money. We are familiar with the argument surrounding defense attorneys. All accused are entitled to competent representation in court. Can this kind of damage control, the whitewashing of the guilty, be construed as a parallel profession? Already emotionally shaky, Raymond is assigned the Happy Farms case, a huge chicken processing company, already well known for health code violations, sent to their franchises tons of chicken contaminated by E. coli, salmonella, and several other pathogens. Over 140 people became violently ill, and one, a 10-year-old girl, is in a coma, with a furious father who will surely sue and be awarded millions. The egomaniacal owner of Happy Farms, Lamar Dytel, is a 4'10" eccentric, his house and furniture are custom-made to his size. His philosophy is that the world is a violent chicken yard, with an immutable pecking order. He hires Raymond to fix things, get the press off his back, relieve the pressure from the district attorney. Raymond goes to work, an Herculean task, one that will take his already distressed psyche into deeper and darker places than even he is accustomed to.